Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As neighboring countries often do, Japan and South Korea share cultural and historical roots. Take, for example, the case of an ancient statue that both countries claim is theirs. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports on this case and what it says about the feuds that divide and the ties that bind the two neighbors.
Last week, a South Korean court ruled that the nearly 700-year-old statue belongs to the Japanese temple from which it was stolen in 2012. It overturned an earlier verdict saying the statue belonged to a South Korean temple. Korean Buddhist monk Wanu, that's his Buddhist name, spoke after the verdict.
저희로서는 아쉬움이 많이 남고
We're quite disappointed, he said. We wish there was a braver judge in the Republic of Korea. Monks chant sutras at Wanu's temple. The gilt bronze statue at the heart of the case shows a Buddhist deity sitting cross-legged, eyes lightly shut in meditation. While the court recognized that the statue was stolen from Japan, it also says it's highly likely that the statue was previously stolen from Korea by 14th century Japanese pirates. University of Connecticut historian Alexis Dudden says that the best-known historical disputes between the two countries stem from Japan's colonial rule of South Korea from 1910 to 1945.
The sex slaves of the former Japanese Empire, forced labor, these are the main topics. But artifacts, cultural treasures, were certainly spirited away during this half-century of rule.
Monk Wanu adds that a document was found inside the statue. Like most Korean documents at the time, it was written in Chinese. It explains that the statue was made in Korea to bring blessings to future generations.
그래서 소유와 왜 만들었는지.
It's clear who owns it, why it was made, and what was intended for the statue, he says. So when it's found in an unintended location, the key question is, who should prove how it got there? Kim Kyung-im is a former South Korean diplomat. She argues that beginning in the 19th century, Japan's rulers began to see cultural artifacts like the statue as a way to justify their colonization of neighboring countries.
일본의 고대 역사.
They wanted to find proof of their ancient history. Most importantly, the origin of the Japanese state and Japan's rule over the Korean Peninsula.
For centuries, culture and technology flowed from China through the Korean Peninsula to Japan. Some Japanese scholars have tried to show that, in fact, the flow mainly went the other way. Yuko Nagasawa is a political scientist at Tokyo University. She says the statue's significance has nothing to do with cultural dominance.
The document indicates that the statue is not rooted in just one nation or culture. It shows how the Korean Peninsula at that time was a bridge between the cultures of China and Japan.
Nagasawa points out that the U.S. played a key role in the 1965 establishment of diplomatic ties between Japan and South Korea. Then, as now, Washington wanted its Asian allies to shelve their historical disputes and focus on national security threats.
In my opinion, the two countries have yet to truly face and talk with each other. Therefore, I think the presence of the U.S. will continue to be very significant.
For now, the statue remains in South Korea. The government has not yet said what it plans to do with it. The South Korean temple that claims the statue, meanwhile, says it plans to appeal the court ruling. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Daejeon, South Korea.